From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Algerian Islamists attacked an oil and gas field at dawn this morning in the desert on the border with Libya. They claim to have taken nearly 200 people hostage. In addition to Algerians, they claim to hold 7 Americans, as well as French, British, and Japanese citizens. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley in Paris reports the hostage-taking appears to be the first act of retaliation for France's actions in Mali.
The Algeria hostage-taking is huge news in France, as it is seen as payback for France helping to fight Islamists in Mali. More than 15 hours after the Algerian Islamists overran the facility, which was partly run by British Petroleum, there is still confusion over what happened. The governments of Norway, Japan, and Ireland have confirmed that their citizens were taken. The White House, too, said there are Americans among the hostages. Defense Secretary Leon Panetta spoke from Rome.
We do believe that there are Americans involved here, but I don't know the number of hostages that have been taken.
Panetta said he didn't know if the action was related to Mali, but analysts in France were sure it was.
Il faut rappeler quand même l'essentiel, c'est-à-dire que si aujourd'hui...
This French news analyst says the kidnapping was a reaction to the Algerian government allowing French planes into its airspace to launch raids on northern Mali. In a statement, a spokesman for the Islamists called Algeria's attitude a betrayal for the blood of Algerian martyrs slain by the French colonists. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.